Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Algebra of Wealth by Scott Galloway is a pragmatic, big-picture guide to building financial security in an era defined by volatility, inequality, and constant distraction. Drawing on his experience as an entrepreneur, professor, and commentator on business and society, Galloway reframes money not as a mystery of stock picking, but as a set of repeatable behaviors that compound over time. The book focuses on principles most people can control: earning power, spending discipline, intelligent risk, and the patience required for long horizons. Rather than promising shortcuts, it emphasizes the trade-offs behind a durable life: choosing a career that scales, resisting lifestyle inflation, using simple investing tools, and protecting against the predictable shocks that derail plans. Its tone is direct and sometimes contrarian, aimed at readers who want a clear framework for decisions about work, consumption, and investing. The result is an accessible formula for readers who want financial independence without financial jargon. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a formula mindset: focus on variables you can control. A central theme is that wealth is less about brilliance and more about arithmetic applied consistently. The book encourages readers to treat money like a system with inputs and constraints: income, savings rate, time, and risk. Instead of obsessing over market predictions, it argues for controlling what is controllable, increasing earning capacity, lowering unnecessary expenses, and committing to long-term investing. This approach helps cut through the noise of online finance culture, where dramatic success stories can create unrealistic expectations. By emphasizing repeatable behaviors, the author positions financial security as a product of habits and decision rules, not a single lucky break. This includes making choices that reduce the odds of catastrophic failure, such as avoiding high-interest debt and keeping an emergency buffer. It also means recognizing that small improvements in savings rate or earning power can dominate complicated investing tweaks over decades. The formula mindset is meant to reduce anxiety and improve consistency, helping readers evaluate choices like moving cities, changing jobs, or buying a home based on how they affect the key variables. In practice, the message is that disciplined optimization of the basics beats sporadic bursts of financial enthusiasm. Secondly, career and human capital: build income that can scale. The book treats a career as the primary wealth engine for most people, especially early in adulthood when investing balances are still small. It pushes readers to think of themselves as assets whose value can be increased through skills, credentials, networks, and reputation. That includes choosing work where effort and learning translate into higher compensation and where the market rewards performance with meaningful upside. The author is known for discussing how modern economies amplify returns to talent and positioning, so the book highlights the importance of selecting an arena that offers opportunity rather than relying on pure passion alone. Readers are encouraged to develop durable, transferable skills and to seek environments where they can learn faster than peers. Negotiation, switching to higher trajectory roles, and cultivating professional relationships are framed as financial behaviors, not merely career moves. The book also stresses that income stability matters. A high salary paired with frequent unemployment can be worse than steady growth. It advocates investing in oneself through education and skill building when the expected payoff is real, while being cautious about expensive credentials that do not improve earning power. The takeaway is that increasing income capacity can make every other financial goal easier, from saving to resilience during downturns. Thirdly, spending, status, and the savings rate stop lifestyle inflation. A major obstacle to wealth is not low income alone, but the tendency for spending to rise in lockstep with earnings. The book emphasizes that financial security is often won or lost at the margin of daily decisions, housing, transportation, subscriptions, and recurring lifestyle upgrades that feel normal but quietly compound. It frames many purchases as status bids, where the true cost includes not just money, but time and flexibility. By urging readers to separate genuine joy from social comparison, it offers a psychological lens on budgeting that goes beyond spreadsheets. The goal is not deprivation, but intentionality: spending aggressively on what matters and cutting ruthlessly on what does not. A high savings rate is treated as a powerful lever because it accelerates investment growth and creates freedom to take career risks, move, or weather crises. The book also ties spending discipline to relationships, warning that shared financial values are crucial for long-term stability. It encourages concrete guardrails such as automating savings, limiting fixed obligations, and maintaining optionality. By focusing on recurring costs and big-ticket commitments, the book positions frugality as a strategy for autonomy, not a moral virtue, helping readers convert income into investable surplus. Fourthly, investing basics: simple, diversified, long-term compounding on investing, the book favors simplicity over complexity, arguing that most individuals do not need elaborate strategies to capture long-run market returns. The core ideas align with widely accepted personal finance principles: diversify broadly, keep costs low, avoid frequent trading, and stay invested through cycles. It frames compounding as the primary mechanism of wealth creation once a meaningful savings base exists. Rather than presenting investing as entertainment, it is treated as an automated system that supports life goals. The author is skeptical of approaches that rely on constant prediction, and he emphasizes that timing the market is hard even for professionals. Readers are encouraged to focus on asset allocation that matches their time horizon and risk tolerance, and to avoid concentration risk that can wipe out years of progress. The book also highlights the value of tax-advantaged accounts and disciplined contributions, since these structural choices can matter more than minor differences in returns. Risk is not portrayed as something to eliminate, but something to manage, with an emphasis on staying in the game for decades. The practical message is that consistent investing in diversified vehicles, paired with a strong savings rate, is a reliable path toward financial independence. Lastly, security and resilience. Protect against the shocks that derail plans. Financial plans fail most often not because of a lack of ambition, but because of predictable shocks: job loss, health issues, family obligations, divorce, or poorly understood debt. The book stresses resilience, meaning the ability to absorb disruption without selling investments at the worst time or taking on damaging liabilities. This involves keeping liquidity for emergencies, controlling fixed costs, and using insurance where it meaningfully reduces catastrophic risk. It also includes planning for aging and dependents, and understanding that long-term wealth is as much about avoiding ruin as it is about chasing returns. The author connects resilience to mental health and decision quality. People under financial stress make worse choices, so building buffers is a practical way to improve life outcomes. The book also highlights the importance of aligning financial goals with life goals, so that security is measured in freedom and stability, not just net worth. Readers are encouraged to build a plan that can survive bad years, not only good ones, and to avoid the temptation of leverage that magnifies downside. By foregrounding downside protection, the book presents financial security as a lifestyle architecture: income, savings, investing, and safeguards working together over time. In conclusion, this book is best for readers who want a clear, realistic path to financial security, including young professionals building careers, mid-career earners trying to convert income into lasting wealth, and anyone tired of hype-driven financial advice. It is also useful for people who feel behind, because it focuses on levers that can be improved at any stage: earning power, savings discipline, and long-term investing behavior. The biggest life benefit is clarity. By emphasizing controllable variables and repeatable habits, the book can reduce anxiety and help readers make better choices about jobs, spending, and risk. It encourages building optionality, the freedom to leave a bad workplace, handle emergencies, or take a smart opportunity without panic. Compared with similar personal finance books, its edge is the combination of simple financial mechanics with a frank discussion of status, career strategy, and the realities of the modern economy. It does not rely on complicated spreadsheets or trendy assets to make its point. Instead, it offers a cohesive framework that connects work, lifestyle, and investing into one system. For buyers, it is worth owning as a practical reference because its principles are meant to be revisited as income grows and priorities change. If you would like to support Scott Galloway, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.